Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get to Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press-Gazette. Eric, how are you doing today, my brother?
I'm feeling a little guilty. I haven't given a donation yet, boy. Holy smokes.
It's blowing up. It's fantastic,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, your viewership is fantastic, or your listenership. That's amazing. Awesome.
So, come Monday, what is the narrative coming out of this game on Sunday?
Well, I'll tell you where I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be that they have taken a look at the run game and figured out a little bit about how to incorporate the run game into their offense along with their passing game. And then also on the flip side is that they are able to shut down what could be a good running attack.
Do you think that this is where we look at this? Because I was talking to Paul Emig earlier, and I said, look, to me it's going to be, do we see more of the indoctrination of Aaron Jones back into this offense after teams have been keying on him? Or, say, do we see the deviation from that? Does Jamal Williams start getting more carries and more effort his way? Do we see more of Jimmy Graham? Do we see more of Davante Adams? I mean, offensively, is this thing, do we see it get back on track, so to speak?
I hesitate to say get back on track because they just scored 31 points last week. I know it's against the most horrible team in NFL history. I get it. But what I think, I'm hoping that they get Aaron Rodgers back on track and they kind of get going the way they should be going. I mean, when you look at teams that have good running backs or whatever, you don't say, well, you know, hey, they're keying on Todd Gurley, so now we can't run the ball. And we got to do, you know, I think they just need to settle down and just play football and run their keys and run their progressions and run the offense. I think things will work out for them. They have enough talent to do that. But if they try to play chess and try to, you know, when you're playing chess against yourself, you got to play the other guy too. I mean, it's pretty tough. So I think they just got to relax, run their offense, run their progressions, let it happen.
I'm looking defensively, not that I think suddenly that they're going to find a cure-all for what's been ailing them, and that has been the tight end or slot receivers or backs out of the backfield coming over the middle. But, you know, people tend to forget that Blake Martinez is playing with a club on his hand. He's been nicked up. We've seen a little bit of Oren Burks. We're not seeing a ton of that. Do they end up making any changes? Or here's what was suggested to me last night, was that they're doing this year without a ton of blitzes, without a ton of different packages. They're doing it relatively vanilla because they know they're going to end up in the postseason, and then suddenly you see them unleash out of the Mike Pettin playbook what they did last year, where they were bringing it from all different areas. They were just doing it out of necessity, but then they're going to bring it from everywhere. Do you see that happening, or do you think this is what it is?
That's pretty insightful that someone would sit on all their blitzes for 16 weeks. I don't think I could handle that. That would take an awful lot of intestinal fortitude and self-restraint to go 16 weeks and not show a blitz. I don't know how I can't imagine how that works. I just don't. Where I think the biggest area of improvement that's going to help them in the passing game against the tight ends is going to be getting the defensive line, the two guys with their hands on the ground, to get more pressure up the middle. And it may take moving 55 and putting Zadarius Smith over in a down line position or whatever they have to do. They have to start collapsing the pocket in front. There have been some of those tight end plays, and the stuff in the middle goes away because the quarterback can't stand there when they're going to get, you know, run over. So those are some of the things that I think is going to, you know, they need to get more pressure up the middle of the defense in order to take away some of the things they want to do.
Hey, before I let you go, real quick, you know, the Bears last night looked good. Don't get me wrong. They looked a lot better than we've seen. Let me ask you, do the Bears suddenly pose a legitimate threat coming into Lambeau Field coming up a week from Sunday?
Well, I think all four of their games. I think the Washington Redskins are a legitimate threat. They're starting to play a little bit better. You know, they have the propensity to run the ball. And I think when you look at the Chicago Bears, it's kind of one of those things too. You know, they have some more wins under their belt than the Redskins have, but certainly, you know, they can run the ball a little bit. They need to. And there's Mitch Trubisky. They ran that RPO last night. It looked pretty solid. That's tough to deal with. And they always have a good defense. And here's what makes it scary is when you have a good defense like that, it could be a turnover or it could be, you know, look at how the San Francisco 49er game started out. You know, that when you have a good defense, those kind of things can get out of hand. And I think they definitely pose a threat. And, you know, I think Washington, certainly the Vikings, and you know what, those pesky Lions, they seem to have the Packers' numbers at the end of the season the last few years.
Eric, always good to talk to you. Are you going to be over with us on Sunday? Going to stop by?
I don't know. I'll let you know as the game goes on. It just depends on what happens.
I'll buy the meatloaf.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
Talk to you later. Eric Branchek of the Green Bay Press-Gazette joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they're going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.